Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. And we want to say welcome to you, Brenda Swope.
Thank you.
Well, food. We're all interested in food, Brenda, and you have an opportunity coming up for people to have something good to eat. So let's talk about when and where.
Yes, we're going to have a Raise the Roof auction and spaghetti supper on October 29th. That's this coming Saturday at the Lodge. Dinner will be served from 6 to 8 in the dining room. And then we'd like everyone to come upstairs for our auction. We're trying to raise funds to put a new roof on the building. In 2014, our building will be 100 years old. And with old buildings comes repairs. So,
and if you don't have a good roof, you might as well forget the rest
right.
of the building.
It'll fall apart.
That's right. So you got to start with it at the top in this case and start with the roof. And that's no small matter to put a new roof on there.
No, it's going to cost a lot of money. Many of our loyal and faithful members have donated, and we are 3/4 of the way there.
Oh, great.
So we'd like to finish up this year and try and see if we can't raise the rest of the funds.
Okay, so one of the ways you're going to do that is with this spaghetti supper this coming Saturday. What's the price, Brenda?
$8 a person.
And what all do we get to eat?
You get salad, spaghetti, rolls, and homemade desserts furnished by our BPO doughs.
Hey, can't finish off with a flourish there, right?
Right.
Yeah, I know there'll be lots of good things to choose from there. And you have a really good cook, so I know the spaghetti is going to be excellent.
Cindy Ackerman is our cook. She's been with us, I think, around 12 years, and she's awesome.
Yes. So a great opportunity to go out and have spaghetti. That's a favorite for a lot of folks, so get on over there and we'll remind folks again in a moment. Now let's talk a little bit about the auction, because that's after the supper.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so what's happening with the auction?
Well, we've got a lot of different items donated by people and that our merchants around town have given us. We have the Eddie Lehman Golf Clubs. We have several of those that we're going to auction off. We have two stays at a hotel at Super 8 and at Boulder's. We have a half-hour airplane adventure, dining room set, Boy Scout popcorn.
Who's the airplane ride with?
Dale Gross.
Okay.
Yes, he's graciously volunteered to do that.
Isn't it sort of remarkable when you think about, Brenda, all of the businesses around, the people who are really willing to give items for a good cause?
Yes, I've been to so many businesses, and they're all just more than willing to give us something. So,
and it sounds like you have kind of a range of things here, something that might not be very expensive on up.
We have inexpensive things, and we have a couple of expensive things. We don't have a lot of big-ticket items because we want to try to sell all these things. So,
well, give everybody a chance.
Right, and they can come away with some really nice things.
Mm-hmm.
We have one of the Bob Bebensee prints, which I think is really beautiful. We have many restaurant certificates, an outdoor grill packaged, 4 hours of carpentry service. So if you need a carpenter, you can come down and bid on one for 4 hours.
Hey, sometimes they're kind of hard to get nailed down. That's a pun not intended. And so you have really practical things.
Right. And some homemade goodies.
Oh, okay.
And we also are going to put out some silent auction things that will be going all evening. And we hope we have a good attendance. So everybody's welcome to come out and enjoy the evening with us.
Yeah, that would be great. Well, let's talk a little bit about the Elks, because you said the building's been around for 100 years. How long has the Elks been around?
I believe here in Atlantic, it's about 125 years.
And, of course, the Elks is a national program, so they're established all over. And one of the nice things, as I recall, is if you're an Elks member in Atlantic and you go to another town, you're welcome at that Elks Lodge also.
Yes, you are. All you have to do is show your membership card, and they will make you more than welcome.
Oh, very good. And I know you do some great local things and some things nationally. Let's talk about some of the things that, besides the roof that you need money for, you can use money in a lot of other ways.
Yes. Usually we're raising money for other purposes. This time we need that roof. But
yes.
We're a great supporter of scholarships. Nationally, the Elks National Foundation has given over $296 million in 1 year in scholarships.
Wow.
So we're really youth-oriented, and we also have the Boy Scouts that we support and our veterans.
Mm-hmm. And some of the, of course, the Boy Scouts are local and so on, but are there some local kinds of groups and so on that you've given money to also?
Yes, we have a dictionary program. We just recently gave over 75 dictionaries to third graders in Atlantic and a few surrounding schools.
And, you know, I was just reading ways to make your home, I can't remember what was smarter or better for kids, whatever, and they said one of the things you should have is a dictionary.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, Do people still pick up dictionaries when we've got the computer? But
oh, they do. And they all wrote us thank yous. And it's amazing the thank yous that we get from these kids and why they like this dictionary. So
something to hold there. I think that's sort of important. I like to hold a book. So great. That's a great project.
Yes.
Other things?
We have our annual hoop shoot contest that will be coming up later this winter. I guess winter's coming.
It's coming.
And we have the Iowa Elks Fireman's Smoke Trailer. I think it's been here in Atlantic several times where they bring the kids through this trailer, and it's like you're in a fire in your house, and the ways to get out, the safety issues that are involved with mm-hmm. it. And kids really enjoy going through that, too.
A real experience. It can be useful.
Yes.
Sometimes we hope they don't have to use it, but
we do.
If they do, well, they've had that experience, I'm sure mm-hmm. it makes them a lot smarter.
Right.
So the hoop shoot, is there any other kids' activities that you do locally? I was thinking maybe some of them in the past you've done.
Yeah, we do send local youth to camp. We have a scholarship that we give out every year. This last year it went to the police department for their camp for kids.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a $200 scholarship.
Great.
So we have lots of little things. We give out red ribbons, drug awareness products, comic books. We have Kent Gady is our national drug awareness chairperson, and he helps us with a lot of things here in mm-hmm. the community.
Mm-hmm. So if people want to know about the Elks, about the organization, about the Elks group here in Atlantic, where can they get that information?
They can call 249-9745, and we'll be glad to answer their questions or come in. We'll give you a tour, look around, and see if you'd like to become a member. We're always looking for new members.
Mm-hmm. And you also, in addition to those members being able to use the lodge, you also rent it out for various occasions?
Yes, with our third floor, we rent out for wedding receptions. It's also rented out for business meetings, conferences, birthday parties. Whatever you need, we have available for you at a really reasonable price.
And about how many people can use that room?
The third floor room is around 200 people.
Okay, so that gives people an idea mm-hmm. if they're planning. And of course, you have the tables and everything.
Yes.
If people want to have a sit-down affair.
And we're also Wi-Fi. We have internet access, and we have a large pull-down screen for business meetings where they want to display things on the screen.
Okay. And, you know, one of the things that I'm just thinking about Elks, too, is you used to have dance lessons. Do you still do those?
No, we don't do the dance lessons anymore.
That was kind of fun.
It's kind of gone through its time.
Yeah, well, and that's good. You can't always just keep doing the same thing.
No.
So you are an officer, correct?
Yes, I'm the secretary of
now,
the lodge.
Now, I'm thinking not so many years ago, there would not have been a female secretary in the Elks.
Many years ago, there wasn't female members at all, but it has changed. Seems like all service organizations are in need of members. It's hard to find people to fill those spots.
And they found out that women could really do some
yes.
of those jobs
yes,
really, really well. So
we try.
Yes, yes. And, of course, the group that's probably, I'm thinking they're all females, are the DOTES.
Yes. Yes, they're a wonderful organization. They do a lot of fundraising and things for the community as well.
Mm-hmm. And as you mentioned, they're the ones going to make the pie and
yes.
cake and
yes.
all that other good stuff that's going to be desserts for your supper. And mentioning food, I wanted to ask about the dining room. When is that open? Who is it open to?
Our dining room is open on Monday nights to members only. And then it's open on Saturday nights, and you're welcome to come down and give us a try, see if you like it. And then that's the only times we're open.
Okay.
Monday
okay.
and Saturdays.
Okay. And this Saturday, let's kind of remind folks here of what's happening this Saturday.
The spaghetti supper is at 6 p.m. in the dining room until 8, and then we start our auction on the third floor at 8 o'clock.
At 8 o'clock, okay. Can people come, will they be able to see those silent auction things before 8 o'clock?
Yes, they're going to be on display starting this Thursday.
Okay.
On the third floor.
And then mm-hmm. could they put their price down before 8 o'clock also, I assume?
If they want to bid on the silent auction items, yeah, I don't see any reason why they can't.
Okay. Do you have a starting suggested price for those?
No, I don't.
Might want to think about that, Brenda. I've been to some that work both ways, and it just sometimes people just don't have an idea what the value is and where to start. And so sometimes I think it's a good idea to have an idea, give people an idea of what that might be worth.
Okay.
Just
we'll take that into consideration.
Give you more work, Brenda.
Yeah.
Well, we want to thank you much for coming in, Brenda Swope, to visit with us about the spaghetti supper that's coming up this Saturday starting at 6 o'clock at the Elks Lodge.
Yes. Thank you for having me.
You bet. Until next time, here's a thought. Set your goals high enough to inspire you and low enough to encourage you.